So the Waterford footballers travel to Kingspan Breffni Park on Saturday evening to take on Cavan in the final round of Division 4 campaign. Well, 16 years ago, the Dacia pulled off a big shock at the same venue, and manager of that Waterford side, John Jackson Coyley, is on the line now. John, just to set the scene, Cavan were going for promotion that day and Waterford were at the bottom of the table. How confident were you heading into that game?
I knew deep down that we had a good side and that we were a lot better. You see, why we were such underdogs going to Cavan that day, Tomás, was that the previous year, when in 0-5 we met in Dungarvan, and it was towards the end of the league campaign as well. And Cavan were on riding highs as a fella, and we were kind of we were very depleted on the day. We had a lot of injuries, and there were fellas out sick, and there were different reasons, and fellas were hauling, and you know, we were greatly understrength. And Cavan beat us 7-15 to 8 points. They beat us by 28 points, and they were kicking goals for fun. And I remember coming off the field, some of the Cavan forwards like O'Reilly and Johnson and them lads, they were in a bit of a skit, you know. And I was saying, I hope that we'll, you know, maybe when we're at full strength sometime, we might get another shot at these fellas, you know.
And that game was on a Sunday, John, up in Kingspan Breffni Park. Did you travel up the night before or on the day of the match?
Oh, no. Well, I suppose the usual thing is when you're going to a far away games, you travel by bus. But we used to travel to a lot of those games by car. We decided we had a training session on, I think it was the Friday night before the game. And we decided that we'd travel up on the day and that we'd all meet at the Putcheen Still. And that's where we all met at the Putcheen Still. And then we all kind of went in that. We were all close together going from the Putcheen Still up, yeah. I remember Tom Condon, a fellow selector, was with me going up. Paddy Welsh, the general from the county board, was in the back of the car. So I remember saying to the two boys going up, lads, I were talking about the previous year and about how Cavan had scored goals for fun. And they had the same sort of an attacking plan as Kerry, where they had the three inside forwards, and what they were doing is the half-forward line were playing deep towards midfield, creating a lot of space between the two lines. And then the ball was popped into space, and the boys inside were running on. So if you're, like the previous year, we were like sitting ducks in Dungarvan, you know. So this time, well, I said to them, that's what we'll do here now, as I said, instead of playing one sweeper, we'll play two sweepers. And we had two really intelligent guys in the corners. We had Stephen Cunningham in the right corner. We had Jason Ryan. There's no need to introduce either of the two of them to you, in the left corner. And so their job was to come back and be the two sweepers in between the two lines of defence, and which they done it expertly. And I could see the Cavan lads were thinking, "Geez, what's going on here?" They didn't know how to handle this. And it kind of dawned on them, maybe coming up to half time, that these are not a crowd of lads that don't know anything about football. These guys actually have a game plan, you know. Like their game plan was just to create space and open us up and get goals. But when they saw that we had intelligent guys that were back defending and we were playing, I'd say we were probably one of the first teams to start the blanket defence. But why that worked for us, we had an incredible full forward in Gary Hurney. And we had a line of big men across the middle of the field. We had Aidan Ahern and Mick Ahern in midfield. Of course, Cavan had the all-star Dermot McCabe in midfield and Nicholas Welsh, two big men. Nicholas Welsh played in the compromise rules out in Australia. They were two big men. But we also had Carl O'Keefe. We also had Carl O'Keefe at wing forward, and we had Henry Power from Rathgormick, better known as the Yank. And both of those actually got 2 pints. Maybe I think Carl could have got 3 pints now. But I remember one of the pints that Carl scored from out near the wing, about 40 yards out on the sideline, and he bent it in around the board. It was a super score. So we had this line of big lads around the middle, and we also had Limo Lennon feeding off of them then, and they couldn't cope with his pace. So he was burning up their half-back line with pace as well. And we had Gary inside, and they had two defenders on Gary. But the boys were told to kick any ball into Gary, was going in high. And every time the ball went in high, Gary won it, and the Cavan backs fouled him, and Jason Ryan kicked 5 frees. So the whole plan worked out, and Cavan, I remember on the way into the game, I getting out of the car, and I think it was the Cavan County Board chairman was at the entrance, and Aidan Hearn and Tom Wall just like a few sweets. The goalkeeper. Actually, he had a great game that day as well. He made a few brilliant saves. He was he was like a cat. He was a great shot, but as goalies go, Tom was small, but what he lacked in height, he made up for in agility. His ability to dive and to, he was a great shot stopper, you know. And he had a super game that day as well. He made absolutely one brilliant save before the end of the game. But the boys were going in, and the Cavan County Board Chairman said to me, he said, "Are you boys it? Are the boys coming on the bus?" "No," I said, "that's the team." And he said, "Some of them lads are eating chocolate." I said, "I know, they're horse." So I could see him growing in confidence, you know. So when I went in, I was telling the boys, we had a bit of a crack. They were only buying the stuff for afterwards. And somebody gave me the programme, and I saw this piece on the programme where it said if Cavan, who were going for promotion, and if they were beaten by Lowly Waterford, that they had beaten by 28 points the previous year, this would be the biggest shock since the sinking of the Titanic. So then you didn't need any nuggets then for players after that. They knew then, well, we're going to sink this ship today, you know.
And John, how did the Cavan players and supporters react when the final whistle went and he got over the line by 2 points?
They were absolutely in a state of shock. I won't tell you what the Cavan chairman said to me on the way out. I just said to him, "We might be good at the hurling, but we can play football as well, you know." You know, so like, they were actually shocked. A few genuine Cavan supporters said to me afterwards, like, that, you know, they were picking out guys like Gary Hurney, Lima Lennon, Carlo O'Keefe, Eddie Rocket. My God, Shane Briggs had a great game at cornerback. Eamon Welch was in the other corner. Fifi was fullback. Tom Wall, as I said, in the goal. John Hurney at wingback. Paul Ogle, another hard man at the other side. Eddie Rocket. There was a lot of physical players on that team. Midfield, like I said, we had the four big men across the middle. And we had Lima Lennon feeding off him, and the two boys, and Gary at full forward. I think we only used one sub. Andrew Heffernan from Ferrybank came on. Andrew was a good lad. He'd been with us there for 2 years. He's grandson of the legendary Andy Fleming, who won an All-Ireland at 48 and won a few senior football championships with Stradbally, and he's there. So I remember it well. It was a great victory, yeah. But what people forget, that was a good team, and we went and we gave Kerry a game a couple of weeks later, and Kerry went on to win the All-Ireland that year. They also won the All-Ireland in the junior, and we won them to 2 points in the junior. So it was a good period that time, and there were some good players in the county, you know.
Brilliant memories, John. Former Waterford manager John Jackson Kiley, thanks a million for taking our call this evening.